can bring up anything you would like. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about the Viper Squads. For those of you just tuning in, maybe you don't know about the Viper Squads. Longtime listeners of Free Talk Live do know because we've been hearing stories about them for years. And they've been around ever since 2005. The New York Times is reporting on them just 2 days ago. And a lot of people don't know about the Viper Squads because if you don't travel on buses or trains very often, you probably haven't come across them. Although now apparently there are reports that the Viper teams are showing up at other events. The Indianapolis 500, apparently. Democratic and Republican national conventions. They've been at music festivals. And they're checking people out. They're searching people. And I'll give you some more stories about what they've done here in a moment. But the story is, again, from the New York Times. They apparently have federal air marshals, explosives experts, baggage inspectors. They move through crowds with bomb-sniffing dogs, randomly stop passengers, and ask security questions. There's usually a specially trained undercover plainclothes member who monitors crowds for suspicious behavior, according to Kim Thompson, the TSA spokesbureaucrat. Some team members are former members of the military and police forces. TSA officials would not say if the Viper teams had ever foiled a terrorist plot or thwarted any major threat to public safety, saying the information is classified. That's because they don't have any. If they actually had foiled a real plot, they would be crying that from the rooftops. They would be pointing that out to every major media that would be interested in that story because it would make them look legitimate.
Well, we had a co-host who actually made some claims against the TSA in a flight that she had taken. Mm-hmm. And the TSA released within a couple of days, as I recall, I may be wrong on this, but it seemed like it was a couple of days, they released video of her incident.
That's right.
So please tell me how an organization that is willing to release the video of a young woman who is being
harassed,
you know, making claims against her, you know, during her stop there, they're willing to release that video, but it's classified information as to whether or not they've ever thwarted a terrorist attack.
Yeah, things that make you go,
crap is that. Mm.
They argue, however, that the random searches and presence of armed officers serves as a deterrent that bolsters the public confidence.
I think that that's true, that that having people at the gate checking through folks is in fact a deterrent. However, that we had that before 9/11, so you can't really make the claim. I mean, are you making the claim that the fact that TSA makes mothers throw away bottles of water that they're, you know, for their kids and things like that? I mean, somehow or another, you know, checks through the colostomy bags of old people. I mean, now we have completely unaccountable government bureaucrats checking people at the gate rather than rent-a-cop cops.
Don't forget tearing the nipple rings out from some women.
Right. So, yes, I agree that you're talking about somebody who has some level of deterrence, that creates some level of deterrence, but I disagree that we must have the TSA to do that.
Well, of course, everyone in the government thinks that the Viper teams are just swell.
It's because they get passed through, probably.
Security experts give the agency high marks for creating the Viper teams. They introduce an unexpected element into situations where a terrorist might be planning an attack, said Rafi Ron, the former chief of security for Ben Gurion International Airport in Israel, who is now a transportation security consultant. Local law enforcement officials also welcome the teams. John Sigvland, a spokesman for Metro Transit, says we found a lot of value in having these high-value security details. He said that local transit police have worked with the Viper teams on security patrols on the Metro Rail Line, which serves the Minnesota Vikings Stadium and the Mall of America and Airport. Kim Woods, spokesbureaucrat for Amtrak, said the railroad has had good experiences with Viper team members who work with the Amtrak police on random bag inspections during high travel times. She says they supplement our security measures, but elsewhere, experiences with the teams have not been as positive. You know, like when you talk to regular people. Because, of course, the government guys are going to have a fine time with the TSA. You know, to some extent, they're all on the same team. Now, it's certainly true that sometimes government agency people fight with one another over things.
But, yeah, that's absolutely true.
But generally, there is professional courtesy among bureaucrats, and they treat each other, you know, with a different level of deference than the average person. In 2011, the Viper teams were criticized for screening and patting down people after they got off an Amtrak train in Savannah, Georgia. As a result, the Amtrak police chief briefly banned the teams from the railroad's property, saying the searches were illegal. In April 2012, during a joint operation with Houston police and the local transit cops, people boarding and leaving city buses complained that TSA officers were stopping them and searching their bags. Local law enforcement, however, denied that the bags were searched. Who's telling the truth?
Well, I'll tell you that who's going to get the deference of law enforcement? I know the answer to that one.
In April of 20, the operation resulted in several arrests by the local transit police, mostly for passengers with warrants for prostitution and minor drug possession. Afterward, dozens of angry residents packed a public meeting with Houston transit officials to object to what they saw as an unnecessary intrusion by the TSA. Local defense attorney Robert Fickman said, "It's an incredible waste of taxpayers' money. Did we need to have TSA in here for a couple of minor busts?"
I'm with Robert.
Representative Benny Thompson, and ranking member on their Homeland Security Committee in Mississippi, said he generally supports the Viper teams, but remains concerned about the warrantless searches and the use of behavior detection officers to profile individuals in crowds. He says, "It's a gray area, and I haven't seen any good science that says that that it is what a terrorist or that." Says that is what a terrorist looks like. Profiling can easily be abused. It's hard to quantify the usefulness of these teams based on what we've seen so far. Even a report in 2012 by the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security raised similar questions. Some TSA officials told auditors they had concerns that deploying Viper teams to train stations or other events was not always based on credible intelligence. The auditors also said the Viper teams might not have the skills and information to perform successfully in the mass transit environment. But don't worry, the TSA's head, John Pistole, says the agency is now retraining the Viper teams based on recommendations in the report and is working to increase the public's knowledge about them. So everything's going to be fine. They're going to retrain the teams.
We're doing some PR here,
right,
folks.
They're going to retrain the teams, and that'll solve everything. Don't worry. Except, it's going to keep getting worse. They're going to keep expanding the use and the locations of these teams.
I want people to consider this for a second. The TSA is involved in an organization, the government, which claims a monopoly privilege in the area of protection. Now, I will claim that there is a certain level of cartelization when you're talking about state and local level police, but essentially the federal folks get to do what they want. You saw the instance here where there was a little kerfuffle between the Amtrak and the TSA, but you see what happened. They managed to work it out.
He banned them temporarily.
Yeah, now the TSA is back, and they're better than ever. Viper, you know, like that crap. But try to imagine this for a second. Imagine that the government mandated that all the, pick your cell phone company, mandated that all the cell phone companies besides Verizon went away. Imagine what your cell phone service would be like. It's already dealing with the mob when you deal with your cell phone company.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are rough, bad when it comes to customer service. Imagine what it would be like if you couldn't say to them, "Go pound salt in your anal orifice, I'm going to AT&T.
It'd be even worse.
Your service would look like crap. And that's the kind of service you get out of the government.
Yeah, their tagline would be, "Drop calls, tough ass."
Yep.
Because they wouldn't have an incentive to care. Now, and the TSA doesn't have that incentive.
There's a small amount of competition in the government in that...
Not for the TSA.
But we'll try to imagine how much this matters to the local TSA agent, right? He votes too. But you could replace the Democrats with the Republicans with the Democrats every 4 years, and bebop back and forth, and somehow or another you're to believe that this in some way, shape, or form affects the performance of a TSA agent on the ground.
That's ridiculous. It's the same agents that were still there 6 years ago.
If it's not ridiculous, it's least demonstrably false.
Well, I shouldn't say it's the same agents. There's probably high turnover, but some of the agents are the same that were there many, many years ago.
These agents vote Democrat and Republican, too.
Yeah. So I guess I want to know from you, and there's not really much more to say about it. You've got the whole story here, as according to the New York Times. These guys are expanding. They're being seen at more places that you never expected to see the TSA. Who would have thought that you'd see the TSA at a sporting event?
Right, they're on a public relations campaign. They're coming to a sports arena near you to stick their hands down their pants.
They're searching your bags.
Well, some people call that public relations.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. But surely there must be somebody out there who is just beaming with pride about this, that just thinks this is the greatest thing, that we need the TSA to do this.
Business owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication, and many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site there. We do have news updates. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, your choice. More than one if you'd like. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for your favorite options. That's, and by the way, the difference between the news, or between between the emails and the other stuff, the social networking, is emails are the most critical updates about the show, like new affiliates we might get on and news that you need to know. But the Google+, Facebook, and Twitter is more granular updates during the show. We might ask a question, like I asked a question, you know, has anybody out there in our audience actually experienced one of these Viper teams? So we'll post articles on the social networking sites. Go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us in the way you prefer.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI, and SACL CAI is owned, at least in part, by a gentleman named Jason Osborne, who does his own podcast. He does a podcast with Brett Finott, and that podcast is called School Sucks Project, and it's at schoolsucksproject.com. It's a podcast and a call-in show and a YouTube channel and a web community, and they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, better communication strategies, personal growth, those kind of things. So you can go to their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, schoolsucksproject.com.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun, you can bring up anything. Then coming up, the DEA, another three-letter agency that's just, well, stands for trouble. Let's go to Robert in Pennsylvania first. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention to everybody, to all your listeners, that this Saturday, August 10th, is Lemonade Freedom Day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we're going to be celebrating for the third year in a row. We're going to go out and we're going to set up illegal lemonade stands all across the country. I particularly, along with a large group of other activists, will be setting up a stand in Philadelphia this year.
Awesome. So are you going to bring any kids? Because I think kids really make the Lemonade Freedom Day even more exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I have three kids. My kids will be there. I've encouraged others. I've heard from a few others that they will be bringing their kids. And, you know, I agree with you, Mark. That's what Lemonade Freedom Day is about. It's about the kids. So it does make it more exciting, and it gets the kids involved, and it gets them, you know, to learn about all this nonsense that goes on with the government.
Now, Robert, I mean, you're not putting your kids in jeopardy here, are you? I mean, some parents might hear this and get a little bit worried. I mean, if they've been paying attention to the news, they know that in some places the cops will come and threaten people over, threaten kids over running lemonade stands. I mean, isn't this irresponsible parenting?
No, not at all. I think it's irresponsible parenting to raise children who just, you know, follow orders and don't question authority. You know, my wife and I personally, we raise our children to question authority and even to question us. You know, just the idea that, you know, any type of authority, whether it be parents or teachers or police or other government agents or any type of authority for that matter, the idea that authority is, you know, never wrong is ridiculous, and it's dangerous. So, I think it's irresponsible parenting to teach children not to question authority. Not only is it horrible for our society, which, you know, is part of the reason why we're in such a mess that we are today, but it's also dangerous for the kids not to question authority. I mean, there's plenty of adult pedophiles and other things. I mean, number one, question anything anybody tells you to do, and see, you know, use critical thinking and you know, make the right decision based on ethics and you know, making the right determination instead of just what somebody tells you to do or not. And
this is the third year, by the way, isn't it? The third annual Lemonade Freedom Day.
Yes, it is. This is the third year. The first year was probably the biggest that got the most attention because of the activists in D.C. that were arrested for selling lemonade on the lawn of the Capitol.
Now, they did not have a child with them. I would like to point that out. They were all three relatively young adults, but not
correct.
And I don't think they were actually selling lemonade. I think they might have been giving it away.
That's true.
No, they actually were selling it for 10 cents a glass.
How much?
10 cents.
10 cents a glass, okay.
Yes.
Pretty clear they weren't trying to get away with something there.
Exactly. And the other thing is, too, is that there were only a handful of them. I mean, there were three selling lemonade, and there were a few others with video cameras. So, I mean, I don't know if there were five or six or seven people in total that were participating. So that was another issue, because the following year, last year, we went back to the Capitol Lawn on D.C. with approximately 100 participants. And not only were we selling lemonade, but we were also selling raw milk.
Raw milk, that's right. You combine that.
Yeah, which raw milk in D.C. is completely illegal. So we actually invited the DEA to join us and to have some raw milk and lemonade. And when the police were passing by in the corner, because we were right at an intersection, the police were passing by. They were stopped at a red light. We were there with a bullhorn inviting them to drink some illegal lemonade and raw milk. And nothing happened, you know. So
did they even come over to look, or did they just completely ignore you?
They completely ignored us. I think they were given a message right from the start to completely ignore us.
Seems like good advice. Absolutely. Frankly, it doesn't. It's no good for the government people to go after folks that are selling lemonade. And the reason for this is there have been over the last half decade a rash of situations where kids are having their lemonade stands shut down. This rite of passage that all of us went through at some point or another in our lives has now become illegal across the United States. And you got to fight for your rights. If you're going to keep something, you have to continue to use that right.
You're absolutely right, Mark. You know, it's funny because, in 2011, when I came up with the idea for Lemonade Freedom Day, I saw numerous articles in the news talking about kids' lemonade stands being shut down. Same thing with last year. I saw a few. And then this year, I didn't find any. However, just yesterday, a woman from Reno, Nevada contacted me, and her two daughters' lemonade stands were shut down. I believe she said it was August 3rd. And I'm going to be doing a little write-up about that on lemonadefreedom.com. So I'll probably be posting that up tomorrow morning. So if anybody wants
Excellent.
To read about that,
Sweet. Lemonadefreedom.com. Lemonade Freedom Day is coming up. You said when?
That's this Saturday, August 10th. We are going to be doing it in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia, and there's another group, the Houston Freethinkers, I believe is the name. They're going to be doing it in Houston, Texas, and there's a lot of little personal families and stuff that are going to be doing it. And I encourage everyone to go out. If there's not an event in their area, go out and start one up, because only you are going to be the change. So don't sit around and wait for somebody else to do it.
That's good stuff. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck, and let us know if anything newsworthy, noteworthy happens to any of the participants that you hear about, would you?
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Lemonade Freedom Day, definitely something worth supporting. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, the news about the DEA. It's apparently tied in with the NSA now in a way that might be shocking to some. We'll get to that here in moments. 855-453, and you can also bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want, whether it's on our airwaves or online. You can go to freetalklive.com and submit content to our website. It can then be voted upon by listeners like you, and then we might just talk about it on the radio waves. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm, so feel free to get in touch in whatever way you think is most appropriate for you. Again, freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can create a will or a living trust, register a trademark, incorporate your business, get the paperwork for a bankruptcy or immigration or a lease or a deed transfer or name change. Whatever it is that you might need, LegalZoom.com likely has it. They have common legal documents people trust. They're empowering you and protecting you. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. There's some news that might be surprising to some, but if you've been paying attention to the way government works for a little while, probably not so much to others. The NSA recently revealed by, Edward Manning. Did I just say Edward Manning?
Yeah, you did.
Edward Snowden. The Edward Snowden revelations about the NSA, that they're spying all over the place and they can spy on anybody they darn well please. But don't worry, said the NSA in response.
Everything will be fine.
We are only spying on bad guys. We are only doing the right thing with our spying powers. Don't worry, we're not
spying on you.
No, we would never spy on Americans. Well, what is the news, Mark?
Well, the news is that, in fact, the DNSA was, you know, collecting information. Right after they made that announcement, Glenn Greenwald came out and said, "Oh yeah, well, look at X key score and prove that." You know, without
which is a tool that allows NSA agents and contractors to basically, with an email address or IP address, monitor all your stuff that you do
and
online.
And there's new stuff here from Reuters. A secretive U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration unit is funneling information from intelligence intercepts, wiretaps, informants, and a massive database of telephone records to authorities across the nation to help them launch in criminal investigations. Although these cases rarely involve national security issues, documents reviewed by Reuters show that the law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly begin.
Hmm.
Not only from defense lawyers, but also sometimes from prosecutors and judges. The undated document shows that the federal agents are trained to recreate the investigative trail to effectively cover up where the information originated, a practice that some experts say violates a defendant's constitutional right to a fair trial. It violates everybody's right to be involved in to know what their government is doing. How, Mr. and Mrs. America, can you be expected to vote on voting day and decide which criminal from which you choose is the right criminal to vote for when you don't know anything? It's like they roll you out on voting day after being in a dark, silent room and say, vote, and then roll you back in and say, look, you have freedom. You can't know if your government has secrets and tells you lies. That's what recreates means. That's a lie. We call that a lie. When your law enforcement agencies are lying to you about how they come up with information.
It's not lying, Mark. It's just a fib.
Okay, whatever. I don't know how to deal with people that can't use the right terminology when they deal with it.
It's not lying when we do it.
That's really what it comes down to. And that's what it's always come down to.
It's legal for us to lie to you, Mark.
Yeah, you know, that's what it's always come down to. The king's men have been able to do what they want for as long as there have been kings and as long as they've had men. That's the truth. So, yeah, there's a real problem here, and it's not just for defendants. It's for everybody.
Hold the thought on the rest of that, Mark. We'll get to it. Barry is on the line listening in West Virginia. Barry, are we at in West Virginia?
Near Charleston. It's a little place called Hurricane, West Virginia.
You must be listening to WVTS. Welcome, Barry. Go ahead with your thoughts. Yes.
I think we lost our nation in 1865 or 64, whenever they decided to take the state rights away. I believe that our country was a lot better when we had 34 individual states and a small government. But the President Lincoln decided to invade the South, and he also put 22 Maryland legislatures in jail so they would not vote to secede. And if Maryland would have seceded, that would have surrounded Washington, D.C. So it was smart on his part, but that's when we lost our country.
So I think that a lot of people get immediately their ears perk up when you start talking about the Civil War stuff because it's all wrapped up in racism and slavery and things like that. And I think that that's absolutely what you're saying is a true statement. But I also like to point out that Lincoln never freed a slave.
Lincoln did not.
Lincoln allowed slavery to continue on the four border states, including Maryland, which you just mentioned, as long as they didn't secede. He said in order to preserve the Union, he would keep slavery. You just look this stuff up.
All he cared about was his Union.
Yeah, Lincoln did not fight the Civil War in order to free slaves. Now,
makes for a nice story.
I do think that the most important state right to the states that seceded, that I think it's very important to say that the most important state right that they were concerned with at the time was probably slavery, because certainly they mentioned it in their secession documents, but as a result, we no longer have state rights.
Right. And also, and I believe in 1858, when he was debating Douglas, I think, he also said that he believed, I'm paraphrasing a lot, he believed that the whites were superior to blacks. they even went so far, I think Lincoln even, they purchased Libya or Liberia.
Liberia.
Liberia. They were going to send all the blacks back.
That was his plan. Lincoln was a big, big fan of this. I think it was called repatriation. Maybe I have the term wrong, but essentially, yeah, you're right. Liberia, whose capital is Monrovia, named after James Monroe. Was absolutely purchased for the purpose of sending blacks back.
So that's when we lost our country, and we've been fighting to get it back. And I go to church, and our pastor is very good with politics, but I'm comfortable knowing that my Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon, because it's prophesied that America is the last shoe to fall.
Well, there's a lot of prophecies about when Jesus is
coming. A lot of people
have
predicted this. I wouldn't sell the farm.
And it's always soon, and usually when somebody picks a date, it never ends up panning out. Hey, look, I agree with a lot of things you say, except my question is, why bother trying to fight for the country? I mean, why bother trying to save it? How about we focus on secession? How about we decentralize again? Like you said, you liked things when there were 30-something individual states and a small government, federal government. How about we just forget about the whole federal government idea and just start advocating secession in each state?
Well, I like a federal government for one purpose only.
Why?
We need to have someone, we need to have an entity that can referee all 50 states.
Why?
Couldn't the court system do that?
Sure, okay. Leave it up to the courts. But
well, there's all kinds of nations, so-called, over in the rest of the world, and they don't need a referee with one another. They just, deal with each other in whatever ways is necessary.
Well, I would like to have West Virginia become a separate nation. So we
absolutely
can dig our own coal. We've got some very, very poor people in West Virginia, and yet we're sitting on a gold mine, pun intended, of coal. And we can't even sell it because the EPA, the federal government, is telling us, no, you can't do that.
There you go. That's a huge reason to get rid of the federal government. I just don't see. Look at it from this perspective, Barry. You're never going to have, the government you want to have as a federal government. It's not going to be Barry's government versus this huge government we have today. It's always going to be this huge, over-oppressive, arching government. And so I think that I would rather trade all of the things the government does poorly for whatever small amount you think that it does good. And I hope you'll talk more about secession in the future. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. Thanks.
Learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Even enough time in the remaining moments of the show for you and your thoughts. All you have to do is call now, 855-450-FREE. Also, join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you, of course, can join us online. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. It's $5 a month, and we take that money in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations. We're going to be going to yet another talk radio convention later on this year, and it's going to be the Free Talk Live AMP program that helps pay for that. That helps raise our profile amongst the industry veterans and the people that, you know, are the movers and the shakers in the business. We've been doing these things for years, and it's all been thanks to you and your $5 a month if you're an amplifier. If you're not yet an amplifier, you can become one by simply going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the DEA and the NSA, and there's a different story that is over at the Washington Post that makes it a little more clear, because we were talking during the break, and Mark, you said it wasn't clear to you that the NSA had been helping the DEA.
Yeah, it wasn't clear to me on that particular issue, but it looks like you found an article where they're clear on it.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing in, you know, the news headlines today. It's Justice 101, says the Post at the Washington Post. It's that kind of evidence that you can use in court. There's the kind of evidence you can use in court and the kind you can't. When the two mix, it creates opportunities for the government to violate your right to mount an effective defense. Knowing this, the DEA has gone to great lengths to hide its use of non-admissible NSA data, even as it leverages the information in the field. There are a few reasons the DEA might want to cover up the NSA's involvement in criminal investigations, not mentioning Fort Meade or the DEA's Special Operations Division preserves the secrecy that surrounds these organizations. It superficially maintains the supposed wall that divides national security cases from other criminal investigations. But prosecutors have a huge incentive not to reveal their surveillance assets for purely tactical reasons, too. Doing so could give defendants a make-or-break advantage and better chance at defending themselves in court. It all comes down to a couple of Supreme Court cases that were decided decades ago. One is Rovario versus United States, and it holds that the government must disclose the identity of an undercover witness if it will help the defendant prove that he's not guilty. The other is Brady versus Maryland, which established that if the prosecution deliberately withheld evidence that would help the defendant, it would amount to a violation of due process. The defendant could then ask the court to throw out the case. Well, what does that have to do with NSA surveillance? According to Edward Kang, partner at Alston & Byrd and a former Justice Department prosecutor, the security agency's intelligence isn't much different from the helpful testimony of a 1960s confidential informant. The government might argue that releasing the information would harm national security, but if a judge orders that it be handed over by reference to those two cases, the prosecution would have to comply. Says
they
Kang,
wouldn't like that much.
If the government fails to make that disclosure, the defense could potentially move to dismiss the indictment, either for failing to turn over exculpatory material under Brady, because one of the remedies that a court can consider for Brady violations is dismissal of the indictment, or due process under a theory that the government has exhibited outrageous conduct. If you're wondering, outrageous government conduct is an actual legal accusation. If you can prove it, it can be enough to let you off the hook. The intelligence handed over might not be enough to acquit a defendant alone, but it opens up more tactical possibilities for the defense, which may partly explain why the DEA went to such lengths to cover up its use of NSA resources. It gets worse for the government. When law enforcement asks for permission to conduct a wiretap or other surveillance, it has to get court approval. In the NSA's case, the body in question is the super-secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. In doing so, the authorities have to describe the details of the case to the judge. But if the DEA is hiding the source of its investigative leads from the public, said Kang, are they also hiding it from the judges whose job it is to approve further surveillance?
Well, this article says they are.
Mm-hmm. If it's done knowingly and intentionally, then it's a criminal offense for making a false statement to a judicial officer.
Yeah, but how many times do police officers and prosecutors and those in power break the law
and
nothing happens?
Yeah, right. I mean, they're hardly ever touched for these things.
Sometimes, I mean, every once in a while you'll see one paraded out on a stake, and they'll say, oh, look, we got one! And they'll turn on themselves just often enough so that the peasants don't rise up with the pitchforks and
right.
the torches.
To make it look like the system works.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory, the suggestion that they're, you know, parading one out, you know, just for that purpose. I understand that. But conveniently, it's just often enough. But Americans really are getting sick of their government. The fact is, you can look at the polls, what Congress has an 85% disapproval rating.
It may be tough for a defendant to know whether his prosecutors were relying on secret NSA intelligence in the first place. But if that fact comes out, it can turn into a big headache for prosecutors. So the point of this article is to say that if somehow you can discern that, you know, this they've used secret intelligence to go after you in your case, it may give you an advantage in court. But how would you figure that out? I mean, how would you end up coming across that knowledge, especially when they're going to such great lengths to cover that information up?
It's going to be very, very, very difficult.
To make sure that it remains a secret. I only bring that up to point out to you that, yes, that's what the revelation here is that on one hand, the NSA claimed that, oh, no, we're not sharing this information with other government agencies.
Turns out the NSA is sharing that information with other government agencies.
Shocking. They're lying to you, and that's what they've done, basically, in the shadow of these
I think
Snowden.
It's hilarious that people think that a spy agency is telling the truth.
Right.
I mean, dear God, who do you think you are that the NSA is going to tell you the truth? What kind of fool are you?
Right.
Why don't you go out and get yourself a hooker hooked on crack? She can tell you she loves you. I mean, dear God, you are a moron if you think that the NSA is telling you the truth. Stop reading Tom Clancy novels for a second and realize that's what these people do for a living.
Well, Barack Obama apparently got on the Jay Leno show and said that they're not spying on Americans. I mean, he wouldn't tell a lie, would he?
That's his job, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, he's a politician and his lips are moving.
Right.
What do you think he is?
If you're a politician or a spokesperson,
if you still believe in hope and change, you've got, I mean, where's the hope and change?
You're a dupe. Politicians and government bureaucracy spokes bureaucrats, these are liars. They're professional liars. That's what they do, is they tell you one thing, so you like them, or you trust them, or you believe that they'll do it right the next time. Oh, it was just, they just made a mistake. They made a mistake by wiretapping millions of people. I mean, oops, we'll give them another chance. And of course you will, won't you? Because you're too afraid they're going to come after you.
Well,
you're
afraid
they're going to find out your skeletons.
Giving them a chance, you're just not doing anything. You're just not doing anything about it.
Well, inaction is still a choice.
Yeah, but all it takes is for evil men to triumph.
It's for good men to do nothing. I don't know who originally said that, but it's a great line.
If you look it up, I'm sure you can find everybody from Napoleon on up to
Bill Gates.
Yeah, all the great lines have been used over and over again.
I know who said it. George Carlin.
Did he? That's a good one.
George Carlin gets credit for everything on the internet.
He might as well, and he did say a lot of good things. So, toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. They're spying on you if they want to spy on you. I mean, that's just how it is. If you take the steps necessary, you may be able to prevent them from spying on you by encrypting all of your communications and, you know...
You could do that, but I'm not... Okay, so I'm not concerned about them spying on me, and I'm not concerned about them spying on you, Ian, and I'm not concerned about them really spying on most people in the audience. What I'm concerned with, the people that they're spying on, is the politicians, the judges, the corporate moguls, the lobbyists, the people that they can have, over whom they can have power, real power, the people that make real decisions. If you have, if the NSA or somebody at the NSA is selling information to, has secrets on politicians. And I think politicians are just a little more likely than the average person to have skeletons in their closet that mm-hmm. they want to protect. If, like, let's think about Edwards there and him cheating on his wife with cancer. That's a nice one. And those are just the ones you find out about. Well, once you have that information, you just need it on 20% of the politicians. If you have 20% of the politicians in your pocket, you can get whatever controversial thing you want passed. That's all you need.
Or stop something that you don't like.
Or stop the thing that you don't like. 20%. I don't know that I'm going to claim that they only have 20%. I'm just saying that if you were attempting to, you know, broker information, that you would only need information on 20% of the politicians. And I would suspect that the people that are brokering this information are not limited by dollars and cents.
Well, if you want to go down the road of paranoia, and there's, you know, some reason to believe this could be true.
I don't think this is outside of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not outside. No,
they've got the secrets. Somebody's got the money.
Sure. And even if you've got somebody who doesn't have secrets, you could still leverage against them by threatening them. I mean, you could still say, look, you vote in the right way on this, or your wife's going to end up dead.
I suppose it's possible. I hate to think that our country's being run that way.
Look at all the things they do to people. What makes you think they're going to treat their politicians any better?
I don't know.
So we're out of time for tonight. But if you didn't get in this evening, we do this 7 nights per week.
They never shot Ron Paul.
That's true. That's true. That's what I said. You'd be going down the realm of paranoia in that
But Ron
case.
Paul, but if I can point out that Ron Paul's a Boy Scout. I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, he never even took wouldn't even take an elevator with a woman.
Well, the conspiracy...
I hear you. But...
Oh, wow.
You know what can happen?
Okay.
Ron Paul tried to touch my butt in the elevator.
All right. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.